USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks continue in Washington over another round of coronavirus stimulus, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle insisting that they need to pass some form of relief before the end of the year. Senator Chris Coons feels progress on a proposed $908 billion relief package can be made this week. The Delaware Democrat tells NBC's Meet the Press that Congress shouldn't go anywhere if they can't.
We should not leave for the holidays until we have adopted that $908 billion framework to give a next round of relief to the millions of Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, unemployment, disease. It includes funding for vaccine distribution and $300 billion for small businesses to keep them afloat or help them reopen. I'm really optimistic we can get this done this coming week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice has been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out, but Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three leading health officials were on the Sunday morning talk shows asking Americans to put aside their biases when it comes to the COVID vaccine. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed on Fox News Sunday, said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Late games in the NFL saw the Indianapolis Colts drop the Las Vegas Raiders 44-27. The Seattle Seahawks rolled the New York Jets 40-3. The Jets fall to 0-13 with the loss. Washington tops San Francisco 23-15. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New Orleans Saints 24-21. And the Buffalo Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-15. After winning 11 straight games, it's the second straight loss for the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.